This is Chione Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, May 19, 2016. Seven women and girls trafficked to the Middle East, where they were allegedly abused by some employers in the Kuwait, are expected to arrive home today. A family based in USA donates money to a disabled woman living with HIV, who is struggling to make ends meet. Zimbabweans expressed dismay over the attempts by the central bank to introduce bond notes, saying that they won't fix the ailing economy. And the MDCTs plan to stage protests over the current economic crisis are in jeopardy as ZANU-PF prepares to hold a so-called million-man march to show solidarity for 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe. Stay tuned for the stories and more coming on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our host of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye and Praxedis Jeremiah, we'll be talking with listeners and experts about the current hunger crisis in rural areas. How are women tackling the crisis? Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on this Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.